In the second line treatment, usually we begin with systemic corticosteroid by prescribing prednisolone 0.5 mg per kg per day when the antihistamines are usually not very effective, and they can be used as a rescue treatment. But they should not be given for a very long period of time due to possible side effects. So usually it is given for 1 to 3 days only till the symptoms are controlled. Other options include leukotriene receptor antagonist or tricyclic antidepressants, doxepin, with both H1 and H2 blocking effects. Besides this, danazole is another option, which is beneficial for patients with refractory cholinergic urticaria. But danazole is well tolerated more in males than in females due to unwanted virilizing effects. Narrowband phototherapy can be helpful in some patients. Those patients who present with a histaminergic non-hereditary angioedema causing respiratory embarrassment from oropharyngeal or laryngeal angioedema, then in them intramuscular epinephrine should be given for stabilizing the patient. Third line therapy include the prescribing immunomodulatory treatment in the form of cyclosporine at a dose of 2.5 to 3.5 mg per kg per day for 1 to 3 months. And besides this, other options include tacrolimus, mycophenolate, mofetil. Fourth line treatment is a biological therapy, that is an anti-IgE treatment. Omalizumab have been shown to give very good results, and it is FDA approved as well.